We're beginning Siman Kuf Pei Aleph today, the din of Giluach HaPeyos. It's interesting, Yisurim that are great Yisurim in the Torah are covered here in Shulchan Aruch in one Siman. We have Peyos HaRosh and Peyos HaZakon. Come back to next week. I don't want to start with the Nabiyut of last week. Okay, Issa Giluach HaPeyos. Now, I think it's known that there are two sets of Peyos that the Torah is Mechayiv us. One is Peyos HaRosh and one is Peyos HaZakon. They're two totally different Yisurim, and they have slightly different halachas. The Peyos HaRosh are the Peyos of the head, and that's Sif Aleph through Sif Tes. And Peyos HaZakon are covered in the last three sifim of the Siman. The Zaken is an old man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so an old man sometimes has a beard. So.
Mark, he wasn't referring to you.
Okay. To begin, we have to determine what are the Peyos HaRosh and what are the Peyos HaZakon. And for that, it becomes a bit complicated. It's probably the only complicated part of these halachas. We're going to start with Peyos HaRosh, see what it says, and then try to understand where are the Peyos HaRosh and where are the Peyos HaZakon. Sif Aleph. Peyos HaRosh heim shtayim. The Peyos HaRosh are in two spots. Saif HaRosh, on either side at the end of the head. What's the end of the head? Hu makim chiburai lelechi miyamin u'mismail. The place where the, I guess it means the skull is attached to the jaw on either side, on the right and left side. The place where the skull is attached to the jawbone. Now, if you have a skull without any flesh or skin on it, it's quite easy to tell exactly where the payas begin, except that at that stage there's no mitzvah anymore. The question is, what is the exact spot? And we're going to have to see that in a second. First, the Taz Aleph says a tremendous chiddush. Listen to Taz Aleph. Zeloshen HaTor. Kosev HaRambam, the Torah says, B'shem the Rambam. She'osor ma'kosev neisha isen kein oivdei kechavim. That the reason for the mitzvah of Peya is because oivdei avodah zara, or maybe it means goyim. They shave their payas. As I state in Rambam, Zaktator v'zeinai mafurish veinanu tzrichim tam lemitzvus. The Torah is displeased with the Rambam. The Rambam gives a reason because has something to do with avdei kechavim, and the Torah says it's not so. We don't give reasons for the mitzvus. V'nira zaktataz the bezeh chaylekam a Rambam. What's nafkimina lahalacha? If you say that this is aser because it's the derech of goyim or not. The Rambam told din zebayv the kechavim shuchayk shalem. The Rambam says the din of payis is similar to the din of b'chukaseim leiseleichu of the chukas agai. V'imkein, if so, according to the Rambam, yesh lepamim heter mishum shalom malchus. If so, you'd be allowed to shave off the payis mishum shalom malchus. K'mo shemitzinus in kufayin chesiv beis. In kufayin chesiv beis, it said that the iser of dressing in the dress of a guy is mutter for someone who has to go to the king to be involved for the Jews. Mishu karv lamalchus tzarch lilbash bimabushayim ulid meislahen mutter bakayil. It's said over there by the iser of b'chukaseim leiseleichu that there's an exception for somebody who's involved in the government. So he has to go dressed like that. So it's an exception. Zok de Taz, Bikavonas HaRambam, the Rambam holds Peyos is also out Chukaseim Leiseleichu. It's also a halacha that's related to Chukaseim Leiseleichu, and therefore it would be Mutter Mishum Shalom Alchus according to the Rambam. Kamishum Sim Sim Kachesiv Beis. Al Zek Kosav Ator, Shari Enim Aforish Zayim Mishum Chukaseim Kechavim. Voim Mitzinu Hetim Mishum Shalom Alchus, Elabisim Mishum Chukaseim Kechavim. And at that, the Torah argues. How about
food? If they serve you something.
dress, you have to.
If you want to dress a certain way in order to get food?
No.
Oh, eating treifas? No. So that's for sure not.
Why?
See, that's a good question. The question is, why? Since when are we mati issa deraisa for shalom alchus? That's what you're asking. Why? Okay, good. We'll get to that one second. Just first, let's just see what the Taz says. That the Taz says that the Rambam was mechadesh that it's a din of chukesev leiseleichu, and the Torah argues. So kavanas Rambam is this nekuda that it's going to be mutter in such a situation, in such a case for them. That's how the Taz learns. Chitay mekimi sheinanu yoidim tamachel mitzvazum and meilavam lemafur is einoi. Can there really be a Dvarav? Like about Shikasa Beis Yosef, whatever the Beis Yosef says. So this is the Chiddush of the Taz, that the Rambam would hold its Mutter Mishum Shalom Malchus. Rabbi Kiveger tells us to look in the Panim Iris. Also, Pesach Tshuva Aleph. They both send us to the Panim Iris. I believe you have it in the Gilyon in your copies. It has the Panim Iris. My Shulchan Aruch doesn't have it. But the copies you do have in your Shulchan Aruch. The copies have it. If anybody needs, you see there. So it shows part of me iris. Because of a Taz the Rambam, the Tola din Zevay the Alidim Shulchaykla and Keshul Pamehetim Shem Shalom Alchus. Can we see the Chos of Gimel Sif Beis? It should be Ani Yomer Chalil Olayim Kain Ladas the Rambam. The Af Masha Nisker B'Simek Kofayim Ches Asur Min Atayra. Even those manner of dress, which are awesome in Atayra, O Makinan Olav Ladas Aramba, and you even get Malchus. Bitiru Chacham L'Kravei Malchus. So why are we matter it for Kravei Malchus? Neishalei Pirsha Torah Shum Davar. Because Bechukesei Loisei Leichu, the Torah doesn't explain it. Umasra L'Chachamim. It's a deraisa that's given over to the Chachamim to make a Geder. Behem Ro L'Hate L'Kravei L'Malchus. And the Rabbanon, who are empowered to give Gedarim, Umatev Kravei Malchus. Avah Shemar, Masha Meforish B'Torah Le'Isser. Avsha Tamim Nechai Kakutim. Somebody that says, Beferish in the Torah, it's also, even if it's true like the Rambam says, that is because of Chai Kakutim, Mekamokim, Chal Mitzazua Kol Yisrael. Dem Loike Ledas Rambam, Loma Loike Kol HaTorah Lavzeh Bishar HaKukim. Why isn't this included in Mechukesem Leiseleichu? Alakaka Damaram, Mechalila Loima Ledas Rambam, Lahatel Krai Velu Malchus, Lavdu Leisakifus. He's saying, which was saying, Masha, that we're not Matri Surim for Shalom Malchus. You don't take other Yisurim and say, for Shalom Malchus, it's Mutter. It's Dafke, Din Mukhesem Leisei Leichu, which we understand is a Din Torah that was given to the Chachamim to Shatz up. We find in the Rishayim this idea, like by Cholamayid, the first Rosh in Mayakotin, says, Cholamayid, why is it Mutter for a Dover Ovid? When Amata Darais is a Dover Ovid. So he says that the Gedorim of Malach and Chachamayid are not the first in the Torah. And it's Masram L'Chachamim to set up whatever the Gedarim are. So K'may Kain here, it's Masram L'Chachamim to set up the Gedarim. And they were made a heter, but that does, the Kuliyama does not apply to Pesach.
He doesn't argue from the Torah.
What?
When he calls from the Torah, it seems that that's what he's
implying. The word Venira of the is the Taz.
Right. Right.
Right.
Therefore, you have no right to say that it's part of
what
happens
to Leisa Kifu. Right. So Leisa Kifu is a Beferish Isser, whatever the reason, if the Rambam said it's. It says Leisa Kifu. So the Rambam, Kedarkoi, the Rambam gave reasons. But the Rambam never meant that the reason should change the halacha, that it should be Mutter for Shalom Malchus. The Rambam said that, but the Taz said not that way. The Taz said. Tassi, even though it says Laisakifu, the Rambam understands it's an extension of Chukasim Laisei Leichu, and it's Mutter for Shalom Alchus. The Panamir is to say that Chas Shalom says such a thing. Okay, so now we have to discuss the spot of Peyas Arash. So it says here the place where your skull is attached to the jaw, which when you open your mouth, it juts out a bit, the joint where it's attached. In Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch confuses us by giving a second geder for the spot between Peyas Arash and Peyas Hazaka. Look at Sif Tes. Shira peya mekineged sar sha'al padachtai. That's important. It starts from the hair above the forehead ad lamata min ha'izen until below the ear mokim shalechi atachtai yaitse. Now that's good. The place where the jaw joint protrudes umisparet and it separates. Now the width we're going to have to talk about. We'll talk about later how far across it's aser, but down he says ad lemata min ha'izen till under the ear. Makim shalechti atachta and yaitzil misparet. The place where the lechi atachta sticks out. Now what? Now that sound is very confusing. It's two spots. Under the ear is lower. And where it juts out is higher. So it doesn't seem to be very consistent. So there are two explanations that I'm aware of for this. What? That's the issue of confusion. When it says the place that the lechi atachta in yoitza umisparet, that I understand that to mean where it sticks out when you open your mouth, that joint that you can feel is the spot. It's giving two spots. If you give two spots for one din, that's a contradiction. Yeah. Where does one end and the other begin? Until where? Down until Mokim ad lamata min ha'izen Mokim shalech de'atach de'yaitzu misparet. It doesn't follow. It's saying one thing, lamata min ha'izen Mokim shalech de'yaitzu misparet. It's not saying two spots. Saying one spot. The way Rav Palm explained it, and I think this is the general understanding, is that when it says lamata min ha'izen, it means the inner ear. It means the ear canal. In the inner ear, the spot where, doesn't mean the outer ear, it means the inner ear. The spot where the bottom of the ear canal is, and if you go straight from there, that's where it protrudes. It's exactly the same spot. And that is the spot, and there's no contradiction. I did see in the Shari Yosha, I think that's Rameir Arik, in Imre Yosha, Rameir Arik, he says something different. He says that Minat Torah, it's where it's misparet. Midrabanan, it's the bottom of the ear. It doesn't fit into the halacha. It doesn't fit well, doesn't fit at all into the language of the Shulchan Aruch. But Bimnei Hakushya, this is what he said. Now the reason that there are Bnei Torah that are machmir to keep sideburns to below the ear is to be chayshish for the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. The pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that it should be lamata min ha'izen. So to keep the sideburns down to lower than the ear. Now. What's crucial to explain, we're going to read it in the Shulchan Aruch momentarily, is that what's the difference between the payas of the head and the payas of the beard? In Lamdis, it's a difference. In Lamdis, these payas are that, these payas are that. But Lamaisa, there's an Isser on both. Nafkamina, how many Malkus you get? We're not planning to get Malkus, we're planning to do things right. So who cares what's the payas of Rosh and what's the payas of Zakan? Maybe it's Luma Torah, Yilam Dani Tzarech. We care, we want to know Torah. But is there a Nafkamina Ladina? So the answer is there is a Nafkamina, and the Nafkamina is Sif Gimel. So let's go straight. Let's throw Sif Beis, and then we'll get to Sif Gimel. Sif Beis, Bein Shegilach HaPayas Bulvad, say if you cut just the payas, if you read the Chumash, you might think that the Isser is to cut the payas. But if somebody cuts all the hair of his head, so you might think it's not included. So Shulchan Aruch says, right. So Shulgara says, no, it's aser in any which way that it's done. Why would I think differently? Because the Torah says, loy sakifu pas reishchem. Sakifu sounds like you cut what they call a mushroom haircut, this round haircut. So you might think it's only aser sakifu. So Shulchan Aruch is saying it's not true. It's just telling you the smat, but the iser is even if a person cuts off everything. Cuts it off with what? That's Sif Gimel. Now, let me begin by talking to you just for a moment about shavers. The tumul about shavers we'll get to, but there's a lot to be said. But the pashtus, what is the heter to use an electric shaver? For those who hold that it's mutter. What is the heter to use it? The heter is that we understand that the iser is to cut with a tar, with a blade, but not with misparayim, not with scissors. What is the defining characteristic of a scissor as opposed to a blade? A scissor is also a blade. The difference is that scissors cut the blade against blade. The hair gets trapped between two blades. It's one manner of cutting. A tar, a blade cuts not a scissor cut, but a direct cut, a cut of the blade. So that we are not here misparayim cutting with scissors. A shaver cuts against the screen. Now the hair goes into the screen, and the shaver cuts by trapping the hair between the blade and the screen. And that is the heter. We call that misparayim ke'en tar. We're going to have this expression. What does misparayim ke'en tar mean? So the way the Mekilim understand, it means you're allowed to do a scissor cut even ke'entar, even if it cuts as close as a blade. Ke'entar, even if it cuts as close. Taisus of the Sefetus Nazir appears to teach it this way. It's not Ramosha's Chiddush. People say it's Ramosha. It is Ramosha. He passes this way. But it's not Ramosha who is Mechadish this. It's Taisus Shita, the Sefetus Nazir. The Sma paskins this way in the Prisha. The Sma would hold that it's mutter. And according to my understanding of the Chachmas Adam is also Mekel. Now, in the Miches Yitzchak, who assers, in his tshuva, he writes that the Prisha is Mekel. He doesn't consider it, it's an incorrect expression. The Velt says that's Ramosha's head to shave. It's true, it's Ramosha's heter. People say, why did he write a tshuva for this heter? The reason he didn't write a tshuva, I assume, is because he wasn't saying b'chidushim. Ramosha was saying that we can rely on the mekilim, that hold that misparayim came tar is mutter. It's not Ramosha, it's Taisis, the Prisha, and I think it's the Chachmas Adam as well, the Mashmois of the Chachmas Adam. Ramosha did add, regarding shavers, 2 points. One is that when you cut with a scissor, we're going to have later, that the bottom blade of the scissor shouldn't be the one that does the cutting. If you have a sharper blade on a scissor, it should be the higher blade. So that the bottom blade shouldn't be the one, the sharper blade shouldn't be against the hair. It shouldn't be sharp enough to cut. In the screens, in the rotary shavers, the screens are thicker. And there's no question that it's not sharp. Now there are screen shavers, the Braun type, that are not rotary, foil shavers. In the foil shavers, sometimes the foil is sharp. And Reb David tells people to, if they use a foil shaver, to test the sharpness of the foil, of the foil shaver. So I was by Reb David, I think I went many years ago with Reb Izbi, Zichrono Livracha, to understand what does he mean to test it, exactly how do you test it. So what he did is he'd take a hair, most rabbis have beards with extra hairs available, you take a hair, you remove the screen, put the hair through the screen, and rotate it against the blade. If you snap it against the blade, it's always going to cut. You snap it against the screen. But you rotate it around the screen and you see if it cuts it. And the same model sometimes has a thicker screen and sometimes has a thinner screen. So Ramosha was machmir that the screens shouldn't be sharp, and that's one thing that that Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe did hit a second point. He said that our shavers don't cut the hair, they grind the hair. If you open the shaver, you see the hair, they're no long hairs, it's like dust, it's ground. And Rav Moshe added this idea that he's not sure that the Isser of even Misbrayim, even those who ask Misbrayim Kentar, if it applies to things that grind the hair and don't cut it. But that's not Rav Moshe's main point of Kula. His main point of Kula is the Kula of G'dayle Rishayim and Achrayim, that scissor cut is mutter. And then that is as far as shavers is concerned. Next week we'll return, we'll talk about what the Chelkim hold, and we'll get to a longer discussion.
With respect to the foil, I thought I heard that you said that the top blade in the scissor has to be the sharper one.
The one that's not against the skin is what I mean.
Right, yeah. So, right. But doesn't that imply that the bottom one could have a certain degree of sharpness to it, just that the top one has to be sharp?
You're right. We'll have to see exactly the language in Ramos, if you would. We'll have to see. You may be right in the technical language, but okay, I don't know. As far as the size of the hole, I don't know why that would make a difference. There is the tumult over the lift and cut shavers. Norelco makes a lift and cut shaver. All their shavers are lift and cut that I've seen. They have all kinds of names for them. It's all the psych out to get more money from you. The shavers are all the same. The packaging is different, and it feels different. But if you look at the guts of the shaver, they're all identical. The issue of a lift and cut shaver is because the advertising of Norelco is when they came out lift and cut, they had diagrams. And they advertise that the way the lift and cut works is as follows. It has a double blade, a thin blade and a thick blade. They say the lifter, the thin blade, lifts the hair. It pulls a little out of the person's skin, lifts it up without cutting it, pulls it taut, and then the blade cuts it. The way they show it in their diagrams, it doesn't cut it against the screen. It's pulled taut by the lifter, and then it's cut by the hair. It's cut by the blade. And according to the diagram that they show, there is no scissor cut. That's the way that they advertised it. Now, you know, if I had to bet, I would bet that that's all baloney. Nevertheless, we're talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, and it's very hard to go out and be Megel. And therefore, the lifters should be removed. There are two ways. What some Rabbanim do is they dull the blades. They take out a key or a piece of metal, and they dull the blades so that they feel it can't cut it that way.
But
it's simpler. The lifter doesn't cut. They dull, not the lifter.
What do you do by
dulling? By dulling the blade, they feel it won't cut it, only with a scissor cut.
The blade, not the lifter.
Not the lifter, but the...
What
I do is we take out the lifter. We just remove the lifter. Again, I was Barab David, and I showed him what I do, and he said it's fine. We take out the lifter. Now, each rotary has 15 lifters. If you have a triple ad, that's 45 lifters. So when my children were young, they had a side business in my house. For $3, they took out lifters. We had a place near my telephone that shavers were kept.
$1
And before they were done, then the kids did it, and people brought it to our house, and the lifters were removed.
What do you do?
And that was that.
They
found out that Eagle Electronic was charging $15 to do it.
$10,
okay. Well, my kids were little then. Today they're not home, and I don't think they do it for $3 either. If you remove the lifters, so you take away the whole chashash. Now, I want to tell you an interesting thing. What you hear in the Gas, people say, this goes back a long time, that I spoke about this on Matzah Shabbos, all the way back in Shmuel Beis, when Amoin, they shaved half the beards of the Avdei David to be mevaza them. So I spoke about it, and people brought it. And people told me then that Rav Schwab was meikel. He said the lifting cuts are fine. What do you know? One day Rav Schwab's einikel comes in with a shaver for me to... glad that it was one of the Wolfsons married Rav Schwab's einikel. So he brings a shaver to be fixed. I said, your Zayda holds it's okay. He says, what do you mean? I was by my Zayda yesterday. He's the one that told me to get the lifters removed. So, now it seems that he made a remark that who believes their advertisements? You know, like, who knows if it's true? But Lamaisa, deraisas every day. It's five deraisas on a constant basis. You know, who's taking the chance? You know, there is a possibility, however remote it might be, that the advertising is accurate.
Did they send him a letter to verify that?
So he did get a letter. Yes, I was going to bring this next week. Norelko sent a letter to explain. Their explanation is an absurdity because it doesn't understand halacha. They explain that it doesn't cut the root of the hair. And by Jewish law, it's only us if you cut the root. Now, if you remove the root of the hair, it never grows back. And since people who shave find that it does grow back, it's obvious that it doesn't cut the root. So the whole letter is to explain that it lifts the hair, but not all the way down to the root. Well, that's the Italian guy who wrote the letter said the Torah says hashchasa. Hashchasa is to destroy it. That means to destroy the root. No, we don't hold that way. They hold that way, so they say. So that was a letter to explain. If I remember, Lina, I'll bring it next week. Yeah. I can't say what Rav Schwab said, but I know he instructed his grandson to remove the. I can't answer that. But I'm just telling you, Lamaisa. Lom, this you're right. But Lamaisa, that's what he said. He said they should. I saw something written that if Ramesh would have seen ours, he would have been. I find it hard to believe. I don't think when you open it and you look at it, the guts of the shaver are the motor and the blade. The blades look exactly the same as they did 20 years ago, except that it has the lifter attached to it. There's really no difference. So what they did is Norelco patented the lift and cut. So what was the other company? Remington. So there they have it. They have no lifting cup. They have a rotary, so they shape it differently. They have, instead of one blade, they made it look like two blades, and each it's the same.
Rotary.
Yeah.
And rope. If it wasn't charged, I borrow somebody else's shaver, and ended the Remington rotary leaves it double compared to the Norelco.
Okay.
So there
is a difference. Okay. The question is if it cuts not against the screen. I'm not saying.
I can't say how it cuts.
We have an endorsement here for the Norelco paid endorsement. I don't want to get sidetracked. Rabbi Say, yes. What? If the blade was more makel than remotion, the screen gufa could cut by itself. Yeah, it could be that they're mekilim. We're going to see in the Raman Sifyot. It's not so clear that it's also, but that was.
What?
Okay, I don't know what Rav Henkin said, so I don't know.
Who says all right.
I want to talk about Pesach Rosh. This has to do with Pesach Zakah. The point I want to make is the following. And this is a point which is not properly known or understood. And that is that the heter is based on something called Misparayim Keintar. That's the heter of shavers. Now look at Siv Gimel, which talks about Pesach Rosh. He says, "Ein echayiv elo betar." On Peis HaRosh, he says, "Yechayiv only with a blade." The Yesh Oisrim bimisparayim keintar. And when it comes to Peis HaRosh, the Arishayim that aser misparayim ke'ein tar as well, v'yesh lochush lidivrayim. And the psak is to be machmir kidivrayim. The Gra says, gimel, the masnisa mashma dafka azakon. The Gemara has there the Dibur, when it goes on the Mishnah, right, it has the Haskala. So it says, Peis HaZakon, and Peis HaZakon, it says a heter of Misparayim Keintar. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should be Machmir on Peis HaRosh by Misparayim Keintar. Now that means that Ramesh's heter was only set on Peis HaZakon, was only set on the Peis of the beard. On the Peis HaRosh, there is no heter to use a shaver, to use the shaver.
Clippers.
And therefore, even not a lift and cut, even a regular shaver, there's no heter to use it on Peis HaRosh, in 1 minute, and therefore, it comes out that those who shave too high are have a problem. Now, like I said, the Bnei Torah have a chumra to the bottom of the ear because they want to be machmir, the heter is only bottom of the ear. If you want to say it's only where the lechi is bailet, so still you have to be very careful. Now, I have this problem very often with people. People tell me, oh, the barber did it. You know, they go to Bob, the barber did it. All right, you know, barber did it, the butler did it. It's an excuse. It's not, lemaisa, a person has to be careful to do it. If you have a barber who's not careful, so before you go to the barber, you make a line on your face at the place where the Peis HaRosh end. But it's something that's a problem. People have to be careful with it. Yeah, even the nikif is also. We're going to have that sifta alin. This is nikif, this is deraisa. It's also. What? It's a scissor cut. Look in the shach. What does keintar mean? Shach beis keintar shegoizes b'misparayim samuch lebaser keintar. That's how like Ramesh Shita. That misparayim keintar means that you cut with a scissor so close to the skin or to the flesh that it's like a cutting with a shaver. Now, those who hold that you have to be able to feel stubble afterwards, it doesn't sound like they're going with this tight from Misparayim Keintar. Now, on the Peis HaRosh, of course, it's Taka Aser. On the Peis HaZakon, we have a heter. The heter is, the Shah seems to say, even if you cut so close that it's Keintar, but as long as it's a cut with a scissor, it's mutter. So that's the heter for Peis HaZakon, and needs a zahiris for Peis HaRosh. Right. What if they don't leave Peis HaRosh? Then yeah, then it's not. Yeah, it's not enough. Yeah. Well, we're gonna machleis rishayim. We're gonna get to that. Okay. Now, what point in the head, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So we discussed how low. We didn't discuss how high. So the understanding that's brought down in the Paiskim is the Peis HaRosh is from the highest point behind your ear till the place on the forehead where your hair used to grow until. Right? The place where young people have hair. So from here to here, now that leaves a part of the head that also has an iser, and chassidim who take what we used to call baldy haircuts, I don't know what they call it, zeros, they call it. They have to be very careful. The gerer are very machmir. If you look at gerer are very machmir that this whole area should be let grow. So they have really long peis, not just down, but higher also. Those who take the very short haircuts, they have to be careful.
It's only some of the buses, why they leave it very thick.
But why do they do it?
Why they leave it thick? They don't want to touch it. We have to ask in general our Peis HaRosh. Well, if you take a zero, then it's a problem. Because the machine, if it's going to go there...
They're
taking
the zero, they leave that...
Right.
They don't
touch it.
Because there's a problem. Why don't they just... What's the heter for doing this wrong?
No, is there to take a zero on the head? The person could do it if he wants.
But yeah, but... I mean, that's what it is.
He just stays away from the payas, that's all. Why they cut it off totally, it's there's a Kabbalistic reason for it. Okay. If you don't take a zero, you never have a problem. It'd be a hizr to never take a zero. Yeah. So I'm very mahadir. I remember once there's a big line there's a big line at the barber. There's a fellow who got a very strange guy, got on the seat. He said, "What type of haircut do you want?" He said, "I'm not sure." He said, "If I give you a zero, it'll go quicker." So the people sitting there convinced him, they're like one of these types. So he said, "I'll be in the Steif Mein Cup," you know. But I do think the reason, it's interesting, Hasidim, by the Peis HaRosh, they cut off totally. Not Peis HaRosh, the Sar HaRosh, and the beard they let grow. I assume it's based on, there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash that said, the Meshech Chochmah brings it in Parshas Kedoshim. The Medrash says that they asked Rabbi Kiva, or Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, why do Jews let their beard grow and don't let their head grow? So he said, Halalu b'tipshus, v'halalu b'pikhus. He said, the beard here is apikhus, because they tell the difference between a man and a woman. A woman can't disguise herself as a man. If you have men have beards, so you can easily distinguish between men and women. Halalu b'tipshus, the hair, if your man grows his hair long, he looks like a woman. So that's the lashon of a medrash, whatever it means exactly. I think that's the idea, that's the sibah. Now, what's interesting about growing long payas is the Arizal. The Beis Lechem Yehuda here on the side brings the Arizal. The question is, why Hasidim grow long payas? It became the style to grow long payas. You know, halachically, there's no marker for having long payas. What's the reason to have payas that grow more than what the Torah commands? There's no halachic basis for growing payas. A cotton who doesn't grow here on his... what children think, they have to leave the payas down to a certain point. It's not true. If the hair doesn't grow there, then there's no such thing. So let's see the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Ke'entar... That was the Shach's Lashon. Harizal, Hayanoig bin Yepeyas Arash. Shayamaniach Kol Reichiv Hatzadoyim. Here, you have to help me teach it. He left the whole width of the temple. Shul Kol Seyar Sheyesh Mina Oizen at Shlish HaMetzach. He let the hair grow from the ear until a third of the forehead. That doesn't, I don't know what that means, a third of the forehead. Shumokim cholok sheyesh barosh. What is the metzach? What is the forehead? That's the smooth part of the head. Bishnei tzidei hamayach, on both sides. See, he let it grow. What does it mean, shlish of the forehead? A shlish up above the eyebrows, that's not very high. It means a shlish below the hairline. So that's pretty high. So shlish below the hairline, but two-thirds above the eyebrows, he left that whole area growing long. On both sides. Umafsik beintayim. What does that mean? Umafsik beintayim. And the rest of his hair he would cut off to make a hefsik between the payas and the hair that's not payas. Ubegayva hayamaniach kashir im yakumu ha'aznayim lamayla beraysh. Ad oisei makam v'yoisei ma'at lamayla. I don't know what that means exactly. It's very confusing to me exactly which point. It's confusing to me which point he means here. Ubezakon lo yayim agaleach klal. Now here he says that the payas hazakon, he didn't cut it all. He let it grow long. Lo yibitar v'lo yimisvarayim lo yilamayla v'lo yilamata v'lo yibishumakim klal. So this is, I think, the marker for the chassidim who grow long payas, because the Arizal didn't touch it all. The ikker zula makim klal the ikker. Zula saseir sha'ala safa hama'akiv ha'achila, except for the mustache, hayachaytech b'misparayim, that he would cut trim with scissors. V'gam hayamaniach ha'peya sha'ala roish legadel. Now that was the peyas hazaka. The beard, he grew long, he didn't touch it. The peyas ha'roish, he let it grow. V'lo yayachaytchan rak ad she'yiglu kol kach sheyechnisu lamata b'mokim seir hazokon mamish. She'oz ha'yechaytchan adoysim mokim she'misham lamata liyukra peyas ha'roish. It's like this. The payas hazok and the beard he let grow. Lubavitch, which follows Ari with everything, they don't trim their beards. Their beard, they let it grow however nature would have it. The payas harosh, he's saying is the payas harosh that Arizal would let grow, but not to a point where the payas harosh would mix with the payas hazaka. Now, I don't know, that's a little confusing. It's not very long payas. If it mixes with the... What? He said it shouldn't connect.
Everyone does.
So I don't know exactly what it means, what he used to do. The language elsewhere is that he said it's kalayim, whatever that means. To mix the payas harosh and payas hazaka is like kalayim. So what does that mean? You let your payas harosh grow long, not to mix with the payas hazaka. So I'm not sure exactly that is, but he apparently trimmed his payas of his your payas harosh. Right, so it's not so long.
Not long at all.
Not long at all. Okay. So I don't know, maybe that would be a marker for those who put the payas behind their ears. It shouldn't mix. Chaim Knievsky writes in one of his svarim that that putting payas behind his ears was not the tzura of a Yehudi, and the payas should they should show what he is ashamed of. He doesn't go to Manhattan, you know, he stays in Bnei Brak. But if you look at that picture of Chaim, they grow. The payas grow. I mean, they're not as long as some of the Chassidim have it, where it grows very long. So I don't know. He does trim, he doesn't trim. I have no idea. Uzi Rachmiel writes letters to Reb Chaim all the time, so we'll ask him to write him a letter. But from Birnbaum, up here. Yeah, I understand. But he didn't stick it behind his ears on this yarmulke. He just let it hang down? Sideways.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what mustache.
Right, nothing about the mustache. There's no payas on the mustache.
So someone can shave
mustache. You can remove your mustache, you'll all be very excited.
Use a razor on your mustache.
Use a razor on your mustache. So anyway, this is Darizal. I'm not clear about what exactly Darizal meant. I should tell you, Rashi says that Aaron HaKohen used to trim his beard. And the pasuk Ketal Chermoin Shiyoyed Al Harei Tzion. No, the pasuk before that. Azakana Har Ketal Shemir HaTov Yoyed Al Harosh Yoyed Al Zakan Zakana Harayin. It says that the tipa of Shemir HaMishcha, the Gemara says, was in his beard. So the Gemara says it was increases. I think that it went up. What does it mean it went up? So Rashi says every time he trimmed his beard, the drop of Shemen HaMishcha that stayed in his beard permanently would eventually work its way down and get trimmed. So Rashi says when he trimmed his beard, the oil would, the Shemen HaRosh, Yared HaZakan, the Shemen HaRosh on Aaron that went down to the beard, it would always stay up, it would move up. So Rashi says, I can't say it's a Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara that Aaron HaKohen trimmed his beard. But, alright, so he wasn't Chassidish, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, when? Oh, all the Levim shaved. Yeah, all the Levim shaved all the hair of their body. Okay. So, how close to the skin is Kantar? Look at the Shach. I mean, he says Samach Labasa Kantar. If you shave with a razor and then you shave with a Misparayim, the same closeness. That's what it sounds like from the Shach. How far out? Okay, so that we have to see. We have to get to that. In okay, so we have to discuss that in Sif Tes. We'll discuss this. If I like the Rambam and the Smack, we'll. Okay, that's Reichiv Makam Zeh. That's the width of the payah. Now, what we're asking is across. Can you trim it across? And that he's saying not to. Well, he shouldn't. I don't let my barber use a machine around the ear. I tell him to use a scissor. And you don't look more handsome if he uses a machine or uses a scissor. It's the same. Because payas harosh, it's still aser. Even if it's misparayim. A payas harosh it's aser. Misparayim keitar, right? So, no, but they go. What's behind is no problem. When they go on the top and forward, this part is payas harosh. So if they're only cutting the length of the hair, yeah. But if they're not scientists to get it exactly, they're going to cut it here itself, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. So, depends where you go to, Moshe. Siv Dalid. Gama Nikif Chayiv. We know that it's an Isser Maisa. It's a lashish by Maisa to take such to physically shave that way. But the chiddush is gam hanikif chayiv, that the one who receives the haircut also has a isadairaisa. Im sayaya bedavar shemata atzmai elav lakifai. Now his chayiv means his chayiv malkis, it's a lashish by Maisa if he's misayaya to the haircut. There's an isser if he just allows it to be done, even without a ma'isa. And therefore, even to go to a Gaisha barber and have a Gaisha barber give such a haircut is also awesome. All right, so this is on a nikif as well. Okay, the what? It's Issa means Issa without Malchus. Lav Shein by Ma'isa, says Lachiv Malchus. Let's see Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. There's an interesting exchange between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to the Chassam Sofer that it should be osur to comb the hair, the Peyas HaRosh. Since when people comb, hairs come out. So there should be an isser to comb. The Gemara says that a nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. So the Rabbi Kivega wrote to the some cipher an argument that it should be osir to what? But the Reish is anything is osir, right? The Reish misbrayim is also osir. Anything is osir. No. So any way of removing it is osir on the beard. It will be mutter. It's interesting. In his tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says, "I know it's mutter." Rav Nosson Adler used to comb his hair. Imagine Rav Nosson Adler combed his hair. But he writes, "I saw Rav Nosson Adler combing his hair." So you have a marker for combing your hair. Let's see what he brings. When you wash your hair, if you scrub your hair, then also some hair.
Come.
Let's read the Kitzer in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. I'll tell you what it says if you look up the Tshuva. Malkim Zel Esiga Bayad. I am a Tshuva Sam Sofer. Simul Kufla Metesha Nishal Magar B'Kiv Eger. Menolan Hetes Rikas Peyas Harayish Laman De Machmir B'Sif Beis. Should say B'Sif Gimel. Afilu Misbray Keitar Mishum Doli Afina Reish Mizakon. Because the Shita holds that the hair of the head and the hair of the beard are not identical. In case it's a kol minei akafa, afilu b'misrak, then it should be aser any type of removing hair. Afilu, how do you pronounce that? Misrak?
Masrek.
Afilu b'masrek. Na, nazir. Chayfu b'mpazav alay sayrik. Says a nazir is not allowed to comb. So you see it's aser. V'hu zal herich. Some sayfi answered by Richus. De ain shum pikbuk b'zeh. Loi mi boi l'das Rambam. Diyov shil l'peyes aresh arboim sarais. I have to explain machlekes the smag in the Rambam. We pay malay. Mekolim had to gamul the misuk. Hachi chazinu l'rabbanu kashishoi davdin and hachi. I saw great rabbis who combed their hair. So that's what he says. What's the machlekes the Rambam and the smag? Machlekes is what exactly is the iser? Let's say you have a person. He was going to leave sideburns. He wants to leave very thin sideburns. He'll cut off some and he'll leave payas. So that is a machlokes rishayim, a machlokes the smag and the Rambam. The smag says that removing any two hairs is an isser of peya. Not allowed to remove two hairs. The shear is always shtei saris. It's always on Shabbos. It's a chashuv shear. It's always shtei saris. So shtei saris as always shtei smag. The Rambam says you have to leave a width of 40 hairs. You ever counted? You have to leave a width of 40 hairs. That's from Sefer. What's 40 hairs? A shear deraisa. So he says, the way the Chassam Sofer explains the Rambam, must be, the Rambam holds, it's only us if you remove it totally. You have to leave something. He says you have to leave shtei saris. There's a smag holds, it's also to remove shtei saris. The Rambam holds min haTorah, you have to leave shtei saris, but since it's not nikur, shtei saris, the Rambam said arbaim saris as a siyog. As a siyog, what? For the Pesach Rosh. So he's saying, I don't know if it's only Pesach Rosh, or Pesach Zaken also. It could be both. No, if you're taking an Osadik away, right? Even with a tar. Even with a tar. According to Rambam, as long as you leave something over, it's mutter. Now, Zakta Sam Seifus, that's a machlekes rishayim. Naturally, Daraisa, we're machmir to be Yitzchak Shitas. But 1 minute. Zakta Sam Seif alumnus. Says Rikiv Hagin, what do you bring a rai from a Mishnah? A Nazir is not allowed to comb? That's a rai mamish vakert. If every Jew is not allowed to comb is here, why does it say a Nazir is not allowed to comb? So Zok the Sam Sefer, 1 minute. Zok the Sam Sefer, you're allowed to comb. Why? Taka, why are you allowed to comb? Sam Sefer says you have to say one of two heterim. Why are you allowed to comb you here? Either you have to say that on the Rosh only Tar is Aser, and everything else is Mutter. Or else, you have to say, like the Rambam Shita, it's only us if you remove everything. A comb doesn't remove everything. So you have two choices. The Mishnah says, in effect, that you're allowed to comb your hair. Why are you allowed to comb? It's you have two choices. Either you say that, not like the Shulchan Aruch, that Misparayim came tar, a non-tar is muta on the head. And the Smag is going to have to hold that way. He holds even removing two hairs is usher. So why you allowed to comb? He'll have to hold Miss Brian Kentar is mutter. Or you have to hold like the Rambam, Miss Brian Kentar is usher, but it's only us if you remove everything. If you leave 40 hairs or 2 hairs, then it's mutter. Therefore, Zatrasam Saifim, a man of Shach, you're allowed to comb your hair. You're allowed to comb it for one reason or another. Either you hold Miss Brian Kentar is mutter, then a comb is certainly mutter. Or you hold, no, a comb is aser, but then it's only aser if you remove everything, not if you leave something over. So that's the lomdis of the Chassam Sefer. So there are two shitas in the Rishayim, and each shita has to have one of the two reasons to be matir combing, because combing is mutter out the mashmois hamishnah by nazir. I just he wanted to say what? Now comb is holy. Who says? The Mishnah should say that other people are allowed to comb part of the head and not another part, and Nazir not do it anyway. What's Nazir mean? Kayin? What's Nazir mean? Nazir, the whole head should be Nazir, everybody part of the head. But it should have said so. Should have said. So about the head includes everything. Nazir, what says Nazir is not allowed to comb, it doesn't mean only the middle of his head, it means everything. So it should have told us that Nazir can't comb, and everybody can't comb parts of the head. That's the Chassam Sefer's deal. Maybe you're explaining to Rabbi Kiva, you understood? Okay. But I'll call upon him, that's the lumdis. So Agav, we see what you were asking before, what's the width? So we see the width, there are two shitas. You have the Smag Shita and the Rambam Shita. It's Shtei Saris min haTorah. Either Shtei Saris, Issa to remove Shtei Saris, or Shtei Saris, a... Now there are some people who have here growing further out on their face. People have asked me about cutting these hairs. Now, according to the Rambam, you're leaving 40 hairs, there's no Shaila. According to the Smag, now I'll cut 2 hairs. What happens if you have hair further out on your face? Some people have hairs that grow there. So, my understanding is, I'm saying a Svara, I can't pass an Allah from Svaras, but I'm saying after learning, after Levaisa, is that any place where the hair grows that's not usual, that's not normal, that logically is not included in what the Torah asked? Hairs that grow in other parts of the body are not, they're not included in the Peyas HaRosh, whatever is abnormal. Is that, do I have a mocker? I don't have a mocker, I'm just saying what seems to make sense. If you have hair growing on your nose, even if it's even with your thing, I'm sure you can do it. We'll see. Well, that's a sif later. We're going to get to it. It's only after Chokka to people who... What? If you leave... Quite right, if you leave 40 hairs wide, it's mutter. You leave a width of 40... That the Rambam says?
What's your concern
of 40 in width. Behind the ear wouldn't be a problem like the Rambam, because who cares if you cut one or two hairs? Much more, yeah. A chinami, according to
me. Your concern over here is what? It's Peis Reish.
If it's Peis, well, actually, Hazaka. It depends how high.
It's not a problem. You're not telling me to use a razor.
Oh, I mean, if you, yeah, okay. A chinami. Those who are machmir, what I'm saying is those who don't want to use the shaver above a certain point. So wherever they use the shaver, because they're chayshu Peis Reish, in that part, could they cut it? Lower, certainly they could. All right, so that's the din of the width, and that we get from the Chum Sefer. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, so we'll learn, hopefully we'll finish the simon next week.